The Arkansas General Assembly will convene next week at Highways. A vision of streamlined state government and more will be discussed over the next few months. To discuss the upcoming session and more with us, we welcome Roby Brock from Talk Business and Politics back to Ozarks at Large. Roby, thanks for being with us.
Great to be with you and all your listeners, Kyle.
Tis the season. The legislators will get down to business by this time next week. Governor Asa Hutchinson would like to have plenty of bills about streamlined government going through the process pretty quickly, wouldn't he?
He would, but I think you're giving the legislature a little too much credit that they're going to get down to business next week.
Okay.
I mean, they do tend to do a little pomp and circumstance these first few days. And, you know, it's kind of like coming back to school after the summer break. Everybody gets to see each other for the first time since either the campaign trail or sometimes from the last legislative session. But, yeah, the governor's transformation plan, where he wants to reorganize state government from 42 agencies, boards, and commissions that report to him to about 15 departments, the governor says that is going to be something he moves early on and quickly with. Because, A, I think he wants to scratch it off of his to-do list. But, B, some of the other bills that will get filed, and there will be as many as 3,000 bills, they're all going to be affected to some extent by what agencies have to, cover those or implement those from an executive branch perspective. And so there may be some legal language that has to be written for some of these bills to make that happen. So getting that through, which I think there's generally – pretty overwhelming consensus for the governor on that. That will be his first priority.
The governor is going in with a re-election of 65% of the folks who voted, so I imagine he might get a lot of what he would like to get.
Well, and he typically has gotten a lot
that's true.
Wanted to get to. And
as have other governors, right? Yeah.
Other governors have, but I think what's really working in Governor Hutchinson's favor and has for the last session or two is the super majorities in the Arkansas legislature that are Republican. It's got 76 Republicans in the House and 26 of 35 in the Senate. That makes it pretty easy to get your agenda through when you're typically all on the same page because of your party affiliation. So I think Asa's vision of conservative, pragmatic governing is going to be adopted pretty widely by the legislature. So we will see that transformation plan move quickly. He wants to raise teacher pay, which I don't think there'll be much resistance to. He wants to do his tax cut, and there are going to be some differing thoughts on that, but I think that in a few weeks and some consensus building, they'll all get on the same page. They've boiled it down to several plans, and they've done a lot of work through that task force on taxes, so there won't be a whole lot of education to do on that. I expect that he will get largely what he wants on tax reform. The biggie, though, that's out there that nobody really knows what's going to happen is on the highway plan, the fourth T, as we call it, transportation. We're just not sure. There's just not consensus yet for what might happen, and I think it will take a couple of weeks in the state capitol of lawmakers and the governor doing a little horse trading and having some conversations about what they think is the art of the possible for a highway plan, and that's where you'll see something come together. I think you'll see a lot of ideas floated early about what may or may not happen, just to do some trial balloons and test some stuff.
All right. Well, St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank President James Bullard in the state yesterday. He talked trade wars a little bit, the shutdown, interest rates, the global economy. Other than that, just small talk for a Thursday afternoon. What was your takeaway from his visit?
Well, my takeaway from this visit is that if I ever feel like I'm having trouble falling asleep at night, I am going to pull up those slide presentations from the St. Louis Fed and other Federal Reserve banks and just read some of them, because it is some high-end economic theory that gets discussed in some of these talks. But on a practical level, the St. Louis Fed Chief, James Bullard, did have some interesting comments in his Little Rock appearance there. He talked a lot about the fact that he does not foresee interest rates being raised much, if any, this next year. And he is of the opinion that they should not be. And his opinion counts a lot, because this year he is on the Federal Open Market Committee, which is the body that makes the decision on whether or not to raise interest rates. So the fact that he's saying he's a no vote on that at this point in time until he sees some data to convince him otherwise was a pretty strong statement. He also said he sees the potential for some economic slowdown in America, some, but more worldwide. And because it would happen in some other countries around the world, it would be a drag on the U.S. economy, too. So those were two things that he talked about pretty extensively.
All right. Finally, J.B. Hunt went out and was looking for a post-holiday purchase, and they found one in Corey First Choice Home Delivery. It's out of New Jersey. What do we know about Corey First Choice Home Delivery?
Well, they've been around since 1934, and the fact that J.B. Hunt paid $100 million for them tells you they're pretty big and pretty profitable. This is part of what you're seeing a lot of transportation companies, A, struggle with, and B, try to figure out the right fit for. How do you get that final mile delivery to a customer's home? We're all aware of, you know, Amazon and Walmart's experimentations with, you know, two-day delivery, next-day delivery, you know, one-week delivery, in-store delivery, getting products to a person's doorstep or making it convenient for a consumer to get a product is a really, really big piece of the transportation puzzle. It's become an expectation among consumers now. And so J.B. Hunt, which typically you think of as doing very large loads of transportation, you know, we move, you know, rail cars and we move semis full of all kinds of things for different clients. You know, that final mile delivery for some products is something that J.B. Hunt's not really known for. And this Corey company that they bought is actually does a lot of bigger equipment kind of delivery. Think washing machines and dryers and furniture. And when somebody comes and brings something to your house to put something in, whether you bought it from Sears or wherever, Corey is a national company that does a lot of that. And now they're affiliated with J.B. Hunt.
There was an interesting statistic in the story about this at talkbusiness.net that now with this acquisition, J.B. Hunt's final mile division has more than 100 locations and I think more than 3 million square feet of warehouse around the country.
Yeah, and look, I don't think that they're done. I mean, J.B. Hunt is a company that is extremely protective and not very conversational about what they plan to do. I think some transportation analysts were a little bit surprised by this move just because J.B. Hunt doesn't typically do a whole lot of acquisitions. But I think that, you know, they've got some very strong free cash flow right now. They're in a great financial position. And because of the way consumer expectations and trends are moving, I would not be surprised to see another acquisition. It could be smaller. I don't think there's a whole lot that could be bigger. But I wouldn't be surprised to see J.B. Hunt do something else in that space.
Yeah, I was going to ask you because, you know, we went through that spate with Walmart. They were buying things like Moose Jaw and then Tyson. There always seems to be, over the course of a calendar year, some acquisition news with them. We don't really hear that much with J.B. Hunt, do we?
You don't. But look, at the end of the day, a publicly traded company is about producing value for their shareholders. And if they've got money in the bank and it's not doing anything but just earning small interest, that's not a good deployment of capital for shareholders, and it's not producing additional returns for them. And when's the best time to kind of do something? Is it when your business is doing really well or when your business is, you know, about to go under? It's best to be in the position of, we can do the acquisition and we can build our business even stronger because we're already in a strong position. That's where J.B. Hunt is sitting right now. So, again, pure speculation on my part, but I would not be surprised to see them do something else of this magnitude or along these lines sometime in the next year, 2 years.
All right. Well, we won't have to wait that long until we talk to you again. By this time next week, whether they've gotten down to business or not, the legislators will be in Little Rock. We'll talk to you then. Roby Brock is with Talk Business and Politics. You can read about these stories and many others and follow what happens with the legislature and the governor at talkbusiness.net. Roby, have a great weekend. Thanks for your time.
You bet, Kyle.